We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Penn State Sports Network, it's the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions, from Learfield.
Penn State fans, football is back, and let's celebrate with a crunch. Elevate your game experience by choosing from Utz's winning lineup of deliciously fresh and crunchy snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. They're good, and they're made in Pennsylvania, just like our own Nittany Lions. From your home to the RV lot to the senior zone, come ready to play with Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
The Penn State Bookstore is ready for you in the 2019 season. The Penn State Bookstore, All Sports Museum gift shop in Beaver Stadium, or the spacious bookstore in the Hub have all the new Nike gear, tailgate needs, the 2019 official Penn State Nike whiteout shirt, and more for you to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Put the Penn State Bookstore on your list to shop before or after to get your blue and white gear. The Penn State Bookstore, the official bookstore of Penn State Athletics.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
You're listening to Penn State Football.
24/7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Kick off the new year and bundle up this winter in your favorite Penn State apparel at Family Clothesline, located in the heart of State College. Get all your fan essentials, including hats, scarves, and more. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are...
Top Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Top Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Top Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit toptrees.com for more information. Top Trees Golf Resort in State College.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter. And the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
Make Pepsi your go-to game day drink, because it's the only drink for watching Penn State. Pepsi, that's what I like. Presenting partner of the Penn State Coaches Show. Looking for a casual atmosphere with great food? Stop in here to the Field Burger and Tap. Experience the most delicious milkshakes and the number one burgers and fries, voted the best in State College 5 years in a row. Visit the Field Burger and Tap in State College and be amazed at what you'll find. Local burgers, the Field.
The golden tones of Roger Corey, R. Corey Esquire. Great to have you here.
Stefano, my young friend, how are you?
I'm doing well. Brian Tripp running the show today. Thus, we are far from rudderless. So it's great to have you here at the Field at Top Trees, Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, and joined by good friend Jeff Campersall, the head coach of the Penn State women's ice hockey team. Coach, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, good to see you. Thanks for having us.
All right. So you had to go through an unforced pause, but you did, because Lindenwood could not play. So how'd you handle it? It's different when it's not you. So how did you handle it?
Yeah, well, again, as you know, it's been an interesting 2 years with COVID on and off. And last year when we had weekends sort of shifted around, once our players knew that was happening, that practice that day would be rough. They were kind of mentally like drained or out of it. And so this year it was better. They didn't take the news well in terms of not being able to play, but they still practiced hard. Competed hard every day, and it's at this point where you just have to accept anything and be ready for anything and just deal with adversity and just try to win each day.
So you say you practice hard. Do you, for example, throw in a mini scrimmage just to have some sort of game sharpness?
Yeah, we do scrimmage quite a bit, but we switched it where we don't kind of change on the fly. We would run it every 45 seconds and blow a whistle, and then kind of create this point system where shots might be a point, like grade A shots might be two, goals might be three, whatever the point system is, like block shots. And so it gets like really competitive. Some of the players like the point system, some of them don't. They'll argue over penalties, they'll argue over like how we're keeping the points. Yeah. But in a way, it's really good because they're really into it, passionate, and they're fighting for what they want and working hard. And so we actually kind of like it was actually a good learning experience. So we'll do that much more now moving forward with the program.
But they're competitive.
Right.
No, they didn't care. You're like, okay, whatever.
No, they're super competitive, and it's interesting. I even went to the videotape because I definitely missed an icing, because I ref. So I missed an icing call, missed an offsides call, and they let me hear it. So I had to go back to the videotape to see if I was right or wrong, and I was not right.
So does that does it change your viewpoint at when you actually get to a game and they miss a call like that?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to officiate, and it's hard to actually for them to like watch the play and stay safe at the same time. Yeah. So that's kind of they have a big task.
You have Mercyhurst coming up, and then Syracuse will be next weekend. It's bunched in the CHA right now. Is that an example of how balanced this league is? Because the points are so close.
Yeah, the for us, like Syracuse and Mercyhurst, we're all right there. Us not playing against Lindenwood changes like the standing system to like a percentage.
Right.
So these next four games are big, but like we're really focusing not on necessarily the team we play, but just trying to get better. Like, we're a little inconsistent right now. So certain areas we got to compete harder, coach better, and just have a better present, you know, better showing against Mercyhurst tomorrow.
Right, and yet your top line has played. Has that top line been consistent the way they played? Do you like the way they've given set a tone for you?
Yeah, like they're creating a lot of our points right now. We're looking for offense from everyone. But in particular, like Natalie and Kiara have, you know, have done a good job throughout. But again, like all of us can get a little bit better here down the stretch.
I mean, Natalie Heisig leads the conference with 16 goals to this point. Some people have a natural knack. What makes her a really good goal scorer?
Yeah, she has her head up, and her release is really quick, so she doesn't spend the puck doesn't spend too much time on her stick, so she gets around it on her forehand, gets her body into it, and again doesn't spend too much time, no stick handles, gets it, gets rid of it, gets herself in good spots to shoot, and then also Kiara's a playmaker where it can find her in those spots where she likes to get it and shoot it.
What makes Kiara a really good playmaker, where she seems to find the tape when she needs to?
Yeah, Kiara's just one of those, she's a special player in the fact that she can slow the game down, she can speed it up, but when she has the puck, like she controls the game. And so it's just a matter of the other players like reading off her, like say like Natalie trying to get in her spots, and then Machado, right now Alyssa's doing a really good job of digging pucks out of corners for them, so Kiara can make plays and Natalie can put it in the net, basically.
What would it mean to this stretch run to then get even more out of your second and third lines?
Yeah, we have great players throughout, and so just one of the this year we've had more players than last year, so everybody played last year and played a lot this year. It's a little crowded, so opportunities may not be as plentiful as they were last year, and so sometimes that's mentally like tough. So we're trying to get everybody to buy into the team, trying to get them going, trying to get like secondary offense because we have the talent. It's just a matter of trying to find that combination of somebody who can get a puck, somebody who can move a puck, and somebody who can put it in.
Jeff, last week we had Allison Kumi here, who now is on her way to Beijing for the Winter Olympics. What does that now do for the organization of your staff as to how you're doling out assignments?
Yeah, Allison usually ran the D, so Melissa Samuskevich will do that. And Melissa was a D/forward/rover at Quinnipiac. She did a little bit of everything, and so she's certainly capable. Was a great player, but also just a great teacher of hockey. So we'll miss Allison for sure because she's a studying influence. She's really good in terms of breaking down tendencies of the other opponent in between period or in game adjustment. She's really good at that. But Samo's ready and she's a heart and soul kid, so we'll be in good shape.
Jess Adelson, of course, will be with Sweden. Allison is a part of the United States Olympic team. She's scouting.
Yeah.
But they're the first two from the program to ever do something like this.
Yeah.
What kind of step is that? What does it mean?
Yeah, I think with Jess, she's just an awesome human. I think that a great student. She did 4 years of Penn State in three. Literally came off the plane in Sweden, spoke broken English, and cranked it out academically, and also helped us out hockey wise for sure. She did that so she could play for Sweden in Beijing, and so obviously it'll put Penn State like on the map to know that like she was an Olympian. Before she came to Penn State, she was an Olympian after, and so hopefully that says like what we're doing is correct and developing players and trying to get them to reach their goals as well.
What can international experience do for Allison, being there, seeing it, scouting it? How can that actually help the program in terms of her viewpoint?
Yeah, from her viewpoint, it's just anything that you can learn. Like, there's great coaches at USA Hockey, and so she can learn from them. Selfishly, from program standpoint, like she coached or she scouted U18s, which is a little bit more beneficial in terms, yes, of our recruiting. But again, like, she can get she can not only like identify players, but she can like kind of identify what systems or styles teams play and what she likes and what she might bring back to Penn State.
Jeff Campersall joining us here at the Field at Toftrees. We'll have more with him in a moment. This is the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter, and the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
24/7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Kick off the new year and bundle up this winter in your favorite Penn State apparel at Family Clothesline, located in the heart of State College. Get all your fan essentials, including hats, scarves, and more. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are...
What's up, y'all? This is Chase Rice, hanging outdoors with an ice-cold Mountain Dew. You know, it's easy to tell who really loves the outdoors. One thing, there's a rack on your car and a hitch on the back of your truck. There's a garage full of toys, from wakeboards to dirt bikes. And there's a cooler full of Mountain Dew, always at the ready. Because when it's time to get out and do, you know, hit the lake or the deer stand, a cooler of Mountain Dew, that's as important a piece of outdoor gear as your four-wheeler or your fishing rod. Mountain Dew. Do the dew.
Today's game is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. This is Penn State Nittany Lion basketball from Learfield.
Toftrees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Toftrees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Toftrees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit Toftrees.com for more information. Toftrees Golf Resort in State College.
Nittany Lion fans, turn it up on game day with nutritious fuel from Honey Stinger. Pack a waffle for pregame or get hyped in the fourth quarter with Energy Chews. Celebrate the win with delicious plant-based cracker bars. Prepare, perform, recover, and sweeten the burn with Honey Stinger. Pick up today at your local Sheetz and Specific Markets.
Let Carrier provide the ultimate in home comfort. The new Carrier Infinity system delivers premium heating and cooling performance, occupancy-based temperature control and zoning capabilities, innovative filtration for healthy air, and over-the-air software updates that help optimize performance.
Carrier, turn to the experts at nopaycarrier.com, proud partners of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State fans, stay hydrated every game day with Aquafina. Be sure to take your water breaks during the game with Aquafina, proud to support Penn State Athletics. I'm Mark Blue Shield, changing healthcare to ensure it goes beyond just care. They're evolving to make everything they do a more natural fit to your life, because life. Best Event Rental, these special event professionals with over 50 years of experience and this area's largest event and party inventory. Serving the Center region, visit their inspiring showroom in downtown State College or online at bestevent.com.
Thank you, Roger. Here at the Field at Toftrees, the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi. And in a few minutes, we'll be joined by Micah Shrewsbury. The Nittany Lion women's ice hockey team taking on Mercyhurst. This will be tomorrow they'll play Mercyhurst. Big weekend for you, and then next weekend it's Syracuse. So back to back, the top three teams in the CHA are going to all, you know, they're going to face each other during this run. That you'll be facing them. So that means you got to go to the goal. I've talked to you about Josie before, and she's always a prime topic because she's outstanding. One can never assume they're going to get better from year to year. So where is she better this year?
I think just the more experience that she gets, the better. Like, Josie is definitely a student of the game. She's hard on herself, too. Like, so she, like tomorrow, like, we play at 2, and she'll be taking shots at 9 o'clock in the morning for a pregame skate. And so where she could probably get better is doing less.
No, channeling it is very important. I agree with that.
Yeah, but like, you know, like, I don't want to ruin her routine because what she's doing is obviously working for her and our team. But, you know, she's a rink rat. She loves playing. She loves playing goal. And she's vocal. You know, if things are breaking down, she'll talk to our goalie coach. You know, she's zoned in, and when she's really like locked in, it's like she's hard to beat.
What does video mean to her, for example?
I think like video is just a small sort of
just another tool.
Yeah,
for her?
A tool for her. I think like she knows, like, if she knows when she's on, she knows if you know, say randomly a short side goal went in, like she like she knows what's happening with her. She knows where her hand placement is. I think she can check with video, but I think talking things through, you know, repeating the correction in practice, I think is like most important for her.
There are certain athletes I've been around. Yeah, there's some that like the scouting report goes over their head, but some that like they can memorize the scouting report. You face Mercyhurst every year. You face Syracuse every year. So there are still some holdovers along the way. Yeah. Is she the type that has it in her mind, a scouting report on who she's facing?
I'm sure, but I think it's more of just being an athlete and seeing the puck and stopping the puck.
Yeah,
because like when you play like Mercyhurst and Syracuse, like, well, she'll know that they're big and physical, and they like to crowd in front of the net. They like to actually bump into her, you know, literally bump into her and try to get her off her game. So she knows she needs to smother pucks, not give them like second, third opportunities. And, you know, so that comes from playing them like 8 or 10 times already in her young career.
There is a fine line between aggressiveness and recklessness, right? So in coaching, what does it take for you to recognize as a coach where we want to be tough, we want to be aggressive, but then somebody takes it too far and they become reckless with it?
We're focused on being a harder team to play against.
Yeah.
So like sometimes we get, when we struggle, we stay a little on the perimeter. And so I'm actually, if we take penalties, being aggressive, I don't necessarily mind that.
Right.
So like that's our goal, is just to be gritty, sandpaper kind of players, get to areas that are hard to score. And when we do that, we have success. When we kind of stay on the outside, we don't. So that's our part of our inconsistency that we're trying to figure out.
Something that's critical any game, but really becomes important in big games. And you're about to play big games the next 2 weekends with Mercyhurst starting tomorrow at 2 and then Syracuse next weekend as well. And that is special teams. How have you felt about your special teams play with the power play and then being shorthanded?
Yeah, I think power play has been pretty good all year. It gets like really hot at certain times, but I've been very pleased with the group, both groups, and actually we have 3 groups, and they can all they present like different looks for teams, and they forces them maybe to defend a little differently. Our penalty kill could be better. Like sometimes we try not to overextend ourselves and try to go out as far as we can get back. And in our sport, like sometimes maybe being a little aggressive, like you're talking about, almost being reckless, sometimes could disrupt the other team's power plays. So like we kind of like tinker around with that. Hopefully we don't, you know, mess it up, I guess, for them by making them think too much. But like we need to figure out our penalty killing. It's pretty good, but it needs to be like very good.
There are many teams, you know, and I'm thinking now in the NHL, they really have 2 primary power play units. Guy Gadowski goes with her.
Yeah.
Right? You go with three. Why?
Yeah, just we try, ideally, like this year it's a little different, but ideally you'd like to keep the group in lines. So, you know, they're 5-on-5 lines and they're playing like 5-on-4. But like we still need, you know, in order to make that play, you need someone who's willing to be in front of the net to take shots, to take cross checks in the back, and you need someone who can make a play. So like we're close to being that team, but we're not exactly there yet.
What makes Mercyhurst a tough matchup for anybody?
Mercyhurst is kind of what I was just telling you that I wish or that I'm hopeful that we will be. Is they're a gritty team. You know, I'm not necessarily sure they like Penn State. I'm sure they don't, but they bring their best every time to, you know, take it to Penn State and interstate rivals. They're well coached, good habits, and so they're just tough physically.
Yeah, and then next week with Syracuse is the Cure game as well. So we're gonna that's on the 5th of February, I believe.
No, I believe. I'm not sure if it's Saturday
this weekend,
or
this Saturday. Skate for a Cure is Saturday. You're right. And hockey is for everyone. Day is the 5th.
Yeah.
And believe me, hockey is for everyone. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I used to skate on ponds. So the Cure game is tomorrow at 2.
Cure game Saturday at 2.
Saturday. Okay. So big weekend for you. Big weekend next weekend. Good luck. And by the way, I know nobody wanted me to say this.
Yeah.
But happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
your beautiful family is here so to celebrate with you tonight. So that's great. So, Coach, happy birthday. Maybe they can give you two big presents this weekend in wins.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate
Jeff,
you.
Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Jeff Campersall, head coach, Penn State Women's Ice Hockey. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, they've got Mercyhurst. Then come back on Saturday. Big weekend. Then Syracuse is here next weekend. And, yes, hockey is for everyone. We'll come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us. Micah Shrewsbury next from the field at Top Trees, the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter. And the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
Top Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Top Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Top Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit toptrees.com for more information. Top Trees Golf Resort in State College.
Nittany Lion fans, turn it up on game day with nutritious fuel from Honey Stinger. Pack a waffle for pregame or get hyped in the fourth quarter with Energy Chews. Celebrate the win with delicious plant-based cracker bars. Prepare, perform, recover, and sweeten the burn with Honey Stinger. Pick up today at your local Sheetz and Specific markets.
The This is the Penn State Nittany Lions Sports Network from Learfield.
Whatever temperatures this winter brings, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer is ready to help. Your dealer is committed to achieving a high level of training and skills and backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names. Whatever your heating needs, your local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort.
Visit NoPayBryant.com for your nearest dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes. Proud partners of Penn State Athletics.
What's the secret to Big Ten domination? Fierce training, roaring intensity, powerful Penn State pride. And what's the secret to snack perfection? Fabulous freshness, unbelievable crunch, ultimate flavor. As the next Penn State game approaches, make sure you're prepared. Grab a bag of Utz snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. The secret is out. Utz will get you the edge. Now let's go crunch the competition with a delicious snack from Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
Get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Kick off the new year and bundle up this winter in your favorite Penn State apparel at Family Clothesline, located in the heart of State College. Get all your fan essentials, including hats, scarves, and more. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are...
Tune in this season for the Pennsylvania Propane Pulse Game Show, following every Penn State game broadcast. Brought to you by the Pennsylvania Propane Foundation and your local propane service providers. For more information, go to papropane.com. Propane, energy for everyone. Score before the game even starts with Wise Markets, the official grocer of Penn State Athletics. Wise Markets, eat better, spend less. That's Wise.
Thank you, Roger. We welcome everyone back to the field. The Top Trees, the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, joined by the head basketball coach of the Nittany Lions, Micah Shrewsbury. Coach, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, glad to be here. Excited to be home and excited to finally have a home game next.
Oh, we have one next? Oh, really?
I hope so.
I think so. Better. All right. So, look, you go through this stretch, not an easy stretch. You're about, look, there's a base of competing, right? So when you go back with them, where does it start? Does it start right away in film with them and then translate to the court about what the expectations have to be every day?
Yeah, I think we need to go back and watch. You have to kind of see what you're doing well, what you're not doing well, where your areas were that you can improve on. And... you know, that's what we'll get to work on immediately, and especially if it pertains to the next game. Mm-hmm. And that's what we'll do. But, you know, like you said, we have a standard in terms of how we want to play and what we want to do. And, you know, we need to hold each other accountable, you know, as coaches, players, teammates, whoever it may be, in terms of helping each person reach that standard. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you need to get back to – what you do best and get back to the standard and what that is. So a lot of that will happen here in practice.
How important is it that it just can't come from you, that it has to come from the peer group of the players, a.k.a. your leadership?
Yeah, those are the guys that are out there as well. If they're holding each other accountable, if they see what's going on, they can talk about it on the court. Mm-hmm. You know, and kind of fix things themselves. And once you get a group like that, once you start to get a player-led group that can correct things on the court with each other, that's when you start to be really good and really connected. And those are the best teams right there. So we're still striving to get there. I think it takes every team, you know, a long time to get to that point. But we're still, you know, we're still working. We're still trying. We're getting to that point. We have some good leaders who are being vocal and who are helping us kind of hold ourselves to a certain standard. So, you know you have that in your locker room, so you feel good about it.
As we said last night, you know, because we've been around this all, there's no moral victories. So, but I want to ask you, what did you see in the second half that can maybe be a starting point as a building block to get you back on track?
I think for us, you know, a couple of days ago in practice, we really talked about playing .5 basketball. And, you know, when you think about that, that's something that, you know, Greg Popovich would say with the Spurs and his best teams is they would make quick decisions with the basketball. So I catch it, I'm going to either shoot it, I'm going to pass it, or I'm going to drive it north-south towards the basket, you know, within 0.5 seconds of catching it. Yeah. You know, I'm making quick decisions. And, you know, we want to try and play that way. I think their defense did a great job of pushing us and getting us out of what we wanted to do and got us playing on our heels a little bit. But you saw segments of us playing .5 basketball in the second half. And, you know, the ball would swing. It'd swing to somebody else. They would shoot it or they would drive it. They would help. They'd kick it, throw an extra pass, drive it again, help come, kick out three. And we need to get more of that, more and more of that. But when that was happening, you would see, guys, how hard we were cutting, how hard we were playing, how hard we were attacking. And it was just unfortunate that we started so late doing that.
Yeah, .5 is really, it's repetition to the point where when you play the game, it's instinctive, right? And it looked like you in the second half, you played more instinctive basketball.
We did, yeah. We tried to spread the court a little bit more, put a little bit, you know, four guys that can really kind of play that way. Mm. And, you know, they did. They played off instincts, and they didn't, you know, there wasn't a lot of the direction in terms of, hey, should I do this? Should I do that? They just play. And once you start to get comfortable in something, then you start playing off instincts. And then once you start playing on your instincts, then you can play fast. And that's what we want to do, especially offensively and defensively.
All right. First half obviously is a reality that you had to go through. Very quickly, though, and Dick and I talk about this all the time, there are certain guys that sometimes are open for a reason. And I would say safely two of those guys were 4 of 4 in 3s last night against you in the first half. Is that a fair assessment? I'm not going to name names here, but...
Right. Yeah, they you know, going into every game, you have to kind of look at the numbers, play the numbers, look at the system of what they do, how they're trying to beat you, how they're trying to attack you, and then you have to come up with a game plan for how you help. You know, Trace Jackson Davis is such a dominant force in the paint that you have to bring help. You have to bring help in some kind of way. And, you know, you have to choose people at certain times. And sometimes it works out for you. Sometimes it burns you.
Right.
You know, those guys were fired up. They were ready to play. And then they made some really tough shots. They made some easy shots, too, right? We didn't, you know, they weren't all tough shots. And part of that was our defense. We needed to be better in the first half. But, you know, they made some tough shots as well. And then once they get going, right, then the tough shots become easy, right? Now Trey Galloway is shooting a floater from the free throw line, and it goes in. So, like, everything goes in when they start to feel good. We allow them to feel good too quickly.
Yeah, one was 3 for his last 18 in 3s. The other guy was 0 for his last 6 in 3s, and those two were 4 for 4 last night along the way. Okay. So you don't play again until Monday. So what is the schedule right now as to how you want to handle the next 2-3 days?
You know what? We actually, our guys kind of got together and did some team building stuff today. And,
good.
You know, that's something that's gotten away from, you know, us during this kind of COVID period. We had some things this summer where we were trying to get the whole team together and do things, and even throughout the year that have gotten interrupted because of that. So they were able to, you know, get out and do some stuff together. And, right, get, like, sometimes you got to take a step back and get away from basketball a little bit and remember, like, what it is. You know, when you get into January, sometimes it feels like it's a job, right? Mm-hmm. It's an everyday, you know, a chore, a battle, you know, to get up and play. And, you know, when guys are banged up and hurt, like, it, you know, it takes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to step back and get away from it and remember it's a, you know, it's a game. Mm-hmm. And it's a kid's game, and you know, you still have to enjoy it. So those guys getting away from it, I say getting away from it. There were a bunch of guys in the gym today getting shots up and working on their games. But getting away from it, not having practice, being able to share time together, laugh together, and remember, like, what it is and what that feels like. So we'll get back together tomorrow, continue to work on ourselves and get better. That's the one thing, is we can take a few days and focus on ourselves. You get too wrapped up in the opponent sometimes and preparing for the next opponent, you lose, you know, what it is that you have to correct for yourself. Yeah. And this time off allows us to correct some things that we need to do better.
We always talk about February 1st being the mythical wall date. And that applies usually to freshmen, and in the NBA would apply to rookies. Obviously, you're playing longer, practicing longer than you ever have in your entire life. What about veterans? Do you have to look at veterans sometimes just to make sure they're not hitting a wall at a certain point?
Yeah, you have to really pay attention to them. And, I kind of look at John as our gauge sometimes, and really check to see how he's feeling. Right. How he's doing, right? He's going to push through anything, and he's going to keep playing. But, guys are a little banged up. They had to play, when we were down guys early in the season, some guys had to play a lot more minutes. Right. And, that starts to add up at times. So, like having a day like today where we're off, be able to get off your feet, recuperate a little bit is really helpful. And now, we'll start to shrink our practices, shorten them, give guys a little more rest just to make sure we're at our peak on game days.
That game day, by the way, will be on Monday at 7. I've asked you about coaches versus cancer before, but just to reiterate for everyone, $5 of every ticket on Monday night goes to the coaches versus cancer cause, and I know you're very passionate about it and have continued the great tradition of other coaches here that have thrown their heart and soul into it.
Yeah, no, it's a great tradition for us to continue to uphold as a coaching staff. CVC Penn State has been at the top or close to the top since they've started, and kudos to all the coaches that have been a part of it, and Coach Parkhill kind of spearheading it and getting it going, and the other coaches continuing that tradition. My family and I are proud to be a part of it, to take part in it, to say thank you to all the volunteers that are helping throughout the year. It's almost a second job for them in terms of how much work that they're doing. A huge thank you from us to the volunteers and the people that are donating, and a way for us to, do our small part in helping the people in this community who are battling cancer.
All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. That'll be $5 of every ticket on Monday night goes to the Coaches versus Cancer cause. That's how you can help. You can help the cause, and you can help the basketball team. It's Monday night at 7. More with Micah Shrewsbury in a moment. Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi here at the Field of Top Trees on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey, Penn Staters. What if every time you adulted, you got closer to a splurge? That's exactly what you get with the Alumni Rewards Card from PSECU. So bag the groceries, fuel up the car, and plan your trip back to Happy Valley. Because with the Alumni Rewards Card, life's every to-do comes with a cash back ta-da. PSECU. Members achieve more. PSECU is the official financial services provider of the Penn State Alumni Association. Become a cardholder at psecu.com/PennState.
The Penn State Department of Intercollegiate Athletics would like to recognize those that are an official partner of the Nittany Lions. Our blue-white corporate partners are Blaise Alexander Family Dealerships, the Penn State Bookstore, the Pennsylvania Lottery, Utz, and Wise Markets. Thank you to all of our blue-white corporate partners and their support of Penn State Athletics. We are Penn State.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com. This is Penn State Nittany Lion Basketball.
Penn State fans, football is back, and let's celebrate with a crunch. Elevate your game experience by choosing from Utz's winning lineup of deliciously fresh and crunchy snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. They're good, and they're made in Pennsylvania, just like our own Nittany Lions. From your home to the RV lot to the senior zone, come ready to play with Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
Tough Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Tough Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Tough Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit TopTrees.com for more information. Tough Trees Golf Resort in State College.
24/7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Kick off the new year and bundle up this winter in your favorite Penn State apparel at Family Clothesline, located in the heart of State College. Get all your fan essentials, including hats, scarves, and more. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are...
This season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink you need to watch Penn State. Pepsi, that's what I like. Proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions. The Penn Stater Hotel and Conference Center, making superior accommodations and dining a Penn State tradition. Visit PennStateHotels.com for more info or reservations.
Thank you, Roger. We're at the Field of the Top Trees, Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, joined by the head basketball coach of the Nittany Lions, Micah Shrewsbury. So I'm going to revisit a question that you were asked in the offseason, right? Because now's the time to do it. You were asked, what were you thinking when you moved one chair over, right? Or even one office over. So now you've gone through more than halfway of this particular season. How different and what's it been like moving one chair over and one office over, and how?
You want to know what I was thinking at halftime when I moved one chair over last night? You want to think about that one?
Or the FCC says we can't revisit your mindset. I've got a note from the FCC. Don't have Micah talk about what he talked about at halftime last night.
It's been a learning process. And I think every day is something new and something different. You're constantly trying to manage the team and think about the entire team. As an assistant coach, last year I was worried about our offense and how we were playing and a few select guys that, I was in charge of, whether they're academics or watching film with them or trying to get them better. But the entire team and the whole operation. So it takes a lot of your time. It takes a lot of your effort. You need to have good people with you. That's really important. Yeah. And our staff has, done a fantastic job of, kind of taking some of those responsibilities away. Mm. So I can focus on our guys and what's next, right? We've lost three straight games, and it's all about the mindset of our players. Like, how are they doing? How can we get them back, like, in terms of their mojo and how we're playing and get back to a certain level? And, let's have conversations here. Let's have a conversation here with this guy. And, you're trying to push all the right buttons. So having a great staff. Those guys, they do a lot of that. They help. They take a lot of stuff off your plate. They allow me to really focus on our team and what we need to do at the same time. So it's a constant learning experience, whether it's in game, whether it's out of game, on a daily basis. Like, I still learn during games. I ask the referees questions at, like, every time out. About, hey, why is this? Why did we go to this TV timeout here, but we didn't at this point in time? And if you don't ask questions, you're not going to learn. And I'm still, you know, I'm not perfect. So I'm still in the learning stage, and I'm trying to learn as much as possible.
Yeah, but it's not when they look and say, geez, I don't know.
Yeah, that's not,
that doesn't help.
Not really helpful.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
When you go into a practice, do you consciously go in with a tone in mind that you want to set, or is it just something that evolves over a practice?
No, I think you kind of have a feel for your guys, but you have to have a feel for what the moment is.
Yeah.
You know when a big game is coming, but you know how the practice before went, or the look on the face of your guys when practice is about to start. Mm. And now you have to get them to a certain level where they understand what's going to happen or what could happen. So, you know, you write the practice plan, you think about the practice plan, you're constantly saying this is how we need to prepare them, and then, you know, that could change, you know, as soon as you see them that day. It could change in the middle of practice. Yeah. But, you know, you start with the plan, and then you kind of base it from there in terms of what they need and what your guys needed. So it's a constant adjustment. I don't think you can ever just stick to one thing, and then if it doesn't, you know, whether it goes right or wrong, you just keep continuing to do it. I think you're constantly adjusting the entire time.
When it was Ohio State, it was 6 weeks between games. When it was Indiana, it was, 24 days between games. It's going to be 9 days between games against Iowa. I know the vast majority is going to be on you. I got that. But what about, how do you handle a scout or an adjustment or adjustments you want to make because it was so close?
Yeah, I think being able to look at, you know, what we did right, how they tried to attack us, how we tried to attack them, what was our game plan in game one, how we tried to attack them, was it the right plan, and now can we improve on that plan? And playing them in a quick, you know, kind of short segment is pretty helpful, you know, to be able to see. And now we have a couple of days of practice where we can put in our game plan. You know, they play tonight, so they're, you know, probably a day behind us in terms of game planning. But playing quickly and playing the same team, it takes you back to, you know, kind of like we were preparing in the NBA for the playoffs.
I was about to ask that because you'll go game one, game two. You're playing the same team over and over again. So how did you handle time and adjustments, and how – is it easier to convince players in general that you need to adjust when they haven't won as opposed to you need to adjust for, oh, yeah, we just won. What's that like when you're in that grind of a series?
And that's, you know, you're playing the same team back to back to back to back four times. So there's usually huge adjustments between game two and game three when you have a few more days. Game one, game two are pretty similar in terms of what you try to do. There could be small tweaks. Yeah. You know, we have the mindset of we played another team in between, right? And things didn't go well for us.
Right.
So now our feelings are a little bit different in terms of how we're going into this next game.
Right.
You know, Iowa's still fresh on our minds in terms of what happened, but, you know, Indiana should be as well. So our preparation should really be sharp. In terms of, you know, this is a game that we need to get, and we need to be 100% focused and locked into the game plan and what we want to do. And it helps to have film that they still remember, right? They still have these memories in their mind because the game was so close. You know, they should remember the plays that we're watching on film and remember what the game plan was, you know, just last week.
How complicated do you want to make things for players, and how simple do you need to make it for players? I mean, obviously, everybody's different. So there's some players, no offense, has to be simpler than others. It's just because everybody's different. How much do you have to resist how complicated, like, you know so much, but it's only what they know?
Yeah, that's, you know, part of coaching, part of teaching, part of learning, knowing how much information guys can take in, how much they can process, and then being able to give them what they need to be successful. And we talked about it, you know, in the first segment about instincts. I think when guys aren't thinking, you know, then they play off instincts and they play faster. If they're thinking, they're playing slower. Mm-hmm. So we want to give them enough that they can process, but you don't want to overload them. You don't want to overload them with information. Now they're playing slower. They're thinking about whether they should do this or shouldn't do this. You know, you want to give them enough to help them, and then they play off their instincts to make the right plays.
A couple guys I'm watching last night, I'm not going to get into names, but you could tell they were trying, I mean, trying as hard as they could, and they were almost overdoing it in some ways in the first half. So is there a fine line between aggressive and reckless?
Yeah, I think there is. And, you know, we want to really keep it simple, especially offensively, in terms of we want the best shot for Penn State.
Yeah.
Right? It may not be, you know, the best shot for you. It may not be something where, you know, I haven't gotten a shot in a while, so I'm going to take one. Like, right. The best shot for our team each and every time. And, like, the defense will kind of tell you what that shot may be, but let's work towards it every single time. And, you know, that's still an area for us that we're trying to grow in, that, you know, every possession is going to matter. Every possession is more magnified in the games that we're playing. So every shot that you take really matters. And, you know, can't turn the basketball over. You got to get some second shots. But the first shots that we get need to be the best ones for our team. And that's really the only thing you should be thinking about on offense is how can I work? What can I do to get our team the best shot?
Can that best shot be early in the clock? I mean, I know you're playing a lot of late game. I'm just asking to ask.
Yeah. No, and we talked about it. I think we got some, you know, early shots yesterday in the second half when we started playing. Guys were really sprinting the floor. Guys were running to the wings when they couldn't get to the corners. And we got some kick across threes. We got some kick across extra pass shots. We got some attacks off the dribble.
Because of 0.5.
Yeah. Because of playing that way. Because of the effort of our guys being sprinters and trying to get some extra possessions. But it's easier for you when you're attacking a defense that's not set.
That's right.
Like if you have to go against a set defense the entire night, you know, you're in for trouble. Yeah. And to be able to steal some points in these Big Ten games is really key.
Good luck on Monday. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
7 o'clock Monday night, CVC game. We're on beginning at 6:30. Penn State, first time in 20 days, will be home when they take on Iowa at the Jordan Center. Roger Corey, Brian Tripp, great work as always. Our thanks to Jeff Campersall and Micah Shrewsbury. Thanks for joining us at the Field of Top Trees on the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
This has been the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Penn State Sports Network.